Did you know that Byers Airport Subaru is the oldest Subaru retailer in the entire country? And we're conveniently located right by the airport. Start your journey today at columbussubaru.com. Byers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Ireland was largely on the fringes of World War II, but the reality of that war hit home on the 31st of May 1941. At 2.05 a.m., a 500-pound bomb exploded on Dublin's North Strand, and the shock of it was felt throughout the city. The damage and the devastation were horrific. 28 people died, 45 were seriously injured, and hundreds more suffered minor injuries. Now, over 80 years later, one Dublin councillor is calling for the names of those who died to be included on the memorial, which is there. And I'm joined now by the aforementioned councillor, Alison Field, Labour councillor for Dublin Bay North Clontarf. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for so much for having me, Pat.
Now, I'm very familiar with the area because I went to school in O'Connell's there. And I used to cross over during my school days. It was still wasteland where the bombs had actually fallen.
Wow.
So what is there at the moment?
So there's a little kind of green area and there's a memorial there. But on it, there is no names of the people that died. 28 people died in the bombing then. And it just recently came to me. I met with a person that actually survived the area. He was 5 at the time and I met him back in November and he was telling me all about it. So I said I'd investigate and go on to see, could we get the names on it? I was wondering why the names weren't put on.
How big is the memorial? I mean,
it's not that big.
So it would need to be upsized.
Upsized, maybe, definitely a clean up job. But the front of the memorial, there's writing, but the back of it is more or less space to write names on it. So,
okay. Yeah. Now, were you aware of the bombings that happened? And there was more than one bomb drop, but this was the only one that caused fatalities.
Yeah. No, I wasn't aware of it. Funny enough, I'm 51 years of age and I wasn't aware of it. And it was fantastic to talk to this man. He was telling me all about it. So, yeah, so I wasn't aware at the time. And apparently it was a 500-pound bomb that literally fell that night. And one family, I know in particular, 7 people were killed in it. And the dad, Mr. Brown, he was helping out in the area on the other bombings in Summerhill and Ballybock.
Yeah.
And then he went home because he was concerned about his family and then the bomb hit.
The bomb fell. I think there were 4 bombs that night in different parts, but this was the only one that caused fatalities. Mm. So people have forgotten this, that the bombs were dropped.
Yeah.
We don't know to this day whether it was deliberate or not, or whether they mistook Dublin for Belfast.
Dublin for Belfast, then they were trying, there was different stories about they were trying to get rid of weight off the plane. And there was a different story because Ireland was neutral. There's loads of different stories. We still don't know why it happened.
Yeah, but then basically I think we did have anti-aircraft guns, but whether they were capable of taking down a Nazi bomber. And we certainly didn't take it down in the event.
No. And it must have been so frightening. This morning when I was only getting ready, I actually heard a plane fly over and I was just thinking of back then. And you definitely would have heard a plane back then. Sure. There wouldn't have been many planes then at all.
And I mean, those bombers would come in at relatively low altitude. Nowadays, if, the Americans drop a bomb on Lebanon, it could be from 30,000 feet, they drop a bomb.
Yeah.
Laser guided bomb. But those days it was just simply you dropped a bomb and hope for the best, I suppose.
Yeah.
So they were relatively low
definitely
flying.
Would have heard it, yeah. Yeah, it must have been so frightening.
And is there any kind of awareness among the people who now live? I think there's housing on that site that was bombed.
Yeah, pretty much around it, yeah. I'm not sure of people in the area, and I don't know if there's any families still living in the area from it. I do know at the time that the Red Cross emergency housing, I think even the Mansion House had people, parish halls had people there at the time. But I'm not sure. I would love to actually reach out to people if they want to get in touch with me, find out more details about it. And I have been on to the Lord Mayor about it. I've been talking to him about it and he absolutely wants this done.
Yeah. Now, this is not a big ask, really, is it?
No, it's not. But it's very important to remember these people that perished. It's very important, the history of the area. And hopefully we'll get it done.
Hmm. Because, I mean, in Dunleary, there would be a monument to people who lost their lives trying to rescue those at sea.
Yeah.
And all around the coast, there would be similar memorials. In Britain, where towns were bombed, there are the names of those who perished memorialised.
Yeah, yeah. People need to be remembered. You know, their lives were taken from them, sadly. I mean, I think there was three-month-old up to 79-year-old. So it was right across. And actually, I had a look at it yesterday. I was Googling about it. And you can see, actually shows the funeral of the Brown family with 7 coffins in the church. Very sad. And I think they had moved from Edenderry for a better life. Yeah.
Okay, and that's what they got.
That's what they got.
Yeah, so you don't think there'll be any great political objections to this right across the council?
I don't think so.
And not a great expense. I mean, if they can afford to put a 24-hour guard on Molly Malone, which they did for a while, they can certainly afford to do this.
Yeah, yeah. And it's very important. TCC, like, it is very important history and remembering people. They are very, very behind that too. So I don't see it being an issue at all.
It's interesting, that whole history of the period. And we know that we captured German airmen who had to crash land here, and they were interned for the rest of the war in the Curra. And equally, British and American airmen who dropped here, they were sent up north so they could fight again. Interesting.
You know,
we were allegedly neutral, but we were neutral against the Nazis. And there were bombs dropped, I think, on the Phoenix Park. There was a bomb.
Phoenix Park, yeah, it was that night too, that day too, I think. And I think it was damaged a little bit, or snooped from.
There was, I think they dropped on the dog pond up in the Phoenix Park, but there was a bomb that dropped on the South Circle Road as well. And allegedly, Lord Haw Haw talked about our Jewish friends on the South Circle Road being the target of that bomb. But whether that was too an accident and just exploited for propaganda purposes by Lord Haw Haw, who knows? Anyway, I wish you well in this endeavour.
Thank you.
It seems like a very timely and appropriate one.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Alison Field, Labour Councillor for Dublin Bay North, Clontarf, thank you very much
for
joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.